the emotion of last night just oozes through your pores for a game like last night. I got to do it again tonight, though. I mean, here we go again. And you're going to tell me this place isn't going to be rocking tonight? I am so pumped again. I was pumped for yesterday's game. I'm going to be through the roof for tonight's game. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092.
A couple of things I was thinking as I was watching the game last night, Andy. I jotted down notes throughout the game thinking I can't wait to talk with Andy and Dan about it tomorrow. And everybody else who listens to us and calls in, thank you for doing that. The four horsemen thought I made earlier. Really? That's what we're calling the bullpen now? Okay, why not?
Oh, so you're in with that. I like it.
No, I don't.
You don't like branding things. Fan. You're not a big brander.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
I like it.
What I care about is we have guys in the bullpen who can get guys out. When Judge and Stanton hit their home runs, I jotted this down. Sure nice to have guys who can change things with one swing of the bat. Huh. Little did I know that later on in the game, one of our guys would do that, and then David Fry would do it too. And David, I don't consider a home run hitter, but man, he's got pop and he's been clutch. Were you stunned at how bad the Guardians did that rundown in the ninth inning that led to the extra run? Jose just threw that ball so fast. I mean, that's basic baseball.
You know, they
run him down a little, man.
They had the rundown the other day.
It didn't work.
Remember, Jeff, we were talking about the rundown not from last night, but was that game two? There was a rundown? Was it game one or game two? There was a rundown in one of these other games.
Yeah.
And Jose had the ball, and I was just like, Jose, put the ball up in the air. Like, I'm just thinking, right. And I hate to
you
say it.
You don't throw it. You run.
No, you take the ball and run the guy as far back to the base as you possibly can. Then you also give the pitcher or the shortstop time to get behind you. And then the outfielders need to start. Like, what are we doing here? Didn't you guys ever play pickle in the middle?
There's an off-season plan for spring training that needs to be put into place.
Yeah, that and bunting, but that's another story for
now. How about the Andrés Giménez play? Oh, my God. And then he threw it to Josh Naylor, who somehow kept his foot on the bag.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was unbelievable. And there were men on second and third, nobody out. No, it was unbelievable. It was phenomenal.
All right, we're going to postpone second guess the manager for a second. Let's do it a little bit.
Oh, we're going to do it. Come on.
I'm sitting here.
Let's let people talk.
Yeah, just do me a favor. Just kind of keep it kind of quick this morning because there are a ton of people that want to talk. Ryan's in Astrobula. Hey, Rhino.
Guys, that was bar none the best baseball game I've ever seen in my life.
Hard to argue. It was phenomenal.
In my mind, I'm thinking back to was it 11 or run or 10 runs they were down against the Mariners and came back and won.
They were down 12 in the 7th and came back to win. But this one had such consequences.
Yeah, I mean, it was just this game meant so much more. Yep.
Are you guys reading my minds right now? Because that was literally what I was about to bring up. I think it was like 2000. It might have been 99 or 2000. And they came storming back. And that is just so – it reminded me of that because I remember thinking at that time to myself, there's no way they're coming back from this game. And then I'll be honest, that's the way I was thinking last night. I thought there was no way they were coming back from that. I will say this, Noel and Fry, you might want to expect some high chin music from whatever Yankees pitcher is going to be on the mound at some point. The way they drop their bats and everything, you know, those unwritten rules are in baseball.
Yeah, but you know what? They do the same thing. We had this argument the other day, and I got chastised for saying what was it? It was Soto that hit the home run, right? And yeah. No, Soto got walked, and he started.
And he bared the guy down. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I get it. Thanks, Ryan.
I thought John Kenzie Noel was terrific. He smashed it. He knew it. He flicked his bat, put his head down, and ran to first base.
Yeah, there was nothing disrespectful about that. And by the way, if you hit a walk off and you know it's gone,
Hey. Who cares?
That's what I say too.
We want that in baseball. It makes baseball more fun.
You turned me on this. You turned me on. All right. Mark is in Cliffview. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Andy, Jeff, I love you guys, and I love my boy Jonathan Peterlin too. I know he ain't on with y'all, but you know, listen to y'all every day. Long story short, man, thank you guys. I was so pumped yesterday for the game, man. It was just I didn't even go to the game, but I always watched the game with my mom. She's 70-something, but look, she loved baseball now because, you know, the sports betting and stuff. So she's going crazy. But I just wanted to tell you, hey, you already know. Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys, the score was 3-3, right? Mm-hmm. Man, I'm going crazy. I'm already going crazy because I told my mom when we were down 3-1, I said, look, Mom, I don't care. The Indians is going to win today. Guardians, Indians, you know how we go.
Our team is going to win, Mark.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Our team is going to win today, Mom. So she was like, I was like, this is what I said. I said, you remember when Thomas hit the grand slam the other day in Detroit? I said, I feel like something crazy is going to happen like that. Bro, when I said that we was down 3-1, we tied it up 3-3. So, you know, when Judge hit the homer and then Soto hit the, I was like, oh, no. But I still was feeling the feeling, bro. And then you know what happened next? I told Mom when Lane Thomas hit the almost homer, when he hit the double, I was like, Mom, what'd I tell you? I'm like, I'm starting to feel it. Lane Thomas almost did it. But then Noel came with that. Boom! I was just telling her, I said, yo, Mom, this guy right here, all he do is knock it out. That's what he does. I said, and I was like, they call this guy Christmas. Boom, he gave us a Christmas gift. And then Fry, oh, my goodness. Hey, I'm ready for tonight.
Oh, it sounds that way. All right, Mark, tell your mom. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you, Mark.
Hey, there were so many little things that happened. I shouldn't even call them little things. John Kenzie doesn't get the chance if Lane Thomas doesn't hit a bomb off the wall for a double.
True.
Right? And it might not happen at all if Matt Boyd doesn't go five and give up one run.
Anthony is in Cleveland Heights. Hi, Toy.
Hi, Toy. Okay. So it's funny, Mr. Baskin, you brought up the Miracle on Ice. Not that this has a similar import, but I remember the one line from the SI article about it that said basically something to the effect of, here is something that is bigger than any of you. Because I was writing down, when I'm at home watching a game, I'm writing down little notes if I call in. You know, and I wrote down stuff like, you know, Schneeman's hit in the second inning had a .620 expected batting average, and Boyd in the first inning was utilizing all his pitches. And then you got to the later innings, which we all know about, and it wiped out all of that in a, you know, euphoria of unfathomable drama. You know, it made all that seem pointless,
right,
but tiny versus, you know, against what we were witnessing there. And you're right, Lane Thomas, let me repeat this. He was down 0-2 with two outs,
yes,
down two runs,
yes,
facing an 0-3 deficit to the Yankees when he hit that double. I mean, how you can't write that stuff. So
no.
I'm just, you know, that's when I stopped taking notes. I said, this is pointless to take the, you know, of course you meant the Jimenez play, and it's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable experience last night. I was at home, you know, the tickets were coming down in price, and I was, if it wasn't 5 o'clock game, I would have gone, but
there you go,
know,
Anthony.
I don't care.
Anthony, thank you. Yeah. We appreciate the phone call. I just want to get a bunch of folks in today because I know you want to talk about it. Zach is in Cleveland. Hi, Zach.
Guys, that size of the knot that was in my throat when Class A gave up the home run to Judge last night.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting me choked up now, man. I thought it was over. It felt like it was over then. And then Stanton just put the nail in the coffin. These guys were buried. And we gave up another one. We were buried alive last night.
We were, and but guess what? Listen to the coffin. Listen to the coffin. There it is. Someone's in the coffin coming out.
And on the 20-year anniversary of David Ortiz deep into the night in Boston, hitting a walk-off two-run homer against the Yankees in the ALCS. I can't believe it, you guys. You can't write this stuff. This is beyond a movie. This is fairy tale stuff.
No, Tommy, that was the anniversary of a Tommy home run over Boston, too. You remember that?
Yeah,
it was a giant one. Zach, thank you. Appreciate it. Sorry, not trying to rush you, but I do want to get some phone calls in this morning. Jeff is in University Heights. That means hi, hi.
It's like a post-game show. Make your comment and move along.
Yeah.
If I, Ryan Day, listen, Andy, real quick, though, that 22-0 game, that was an August 31st game, so I'm not sure when you're talking about the Yankees came back.
No, what I'm saying is in the big picture is you can have a gigantic, humongous win that is, you know, mind-setting that you'll never forget about, And then in the back of your mind was the Yankees came back and won the series. That's all I'm saying. It's one moment in time. It's always a series. Obviously, this series is much bigger than that series was. But it's a reminder that just when you feel like you're on the top, you know, baseball can knock you right back down on your feet.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right, right. And so here's the thing, you know, tip of the cap to Judge, because that was not a bad pitch that he hit off of Class A. Most human beings cannot drive, hit that ball like he hit it. So, and like everyone else, when Stanton hit the homer, and then especially that botched rundown play, I thought it was over. I was like, gosh, we're going to be on the end of the broom. And I thought about that caller that you guys get from New York who had said that they were going to sweep us. But now what we need today, all that behind us, and I'll say this and get off because I know you're right, banging calls right now. Mm-hmm. We need Gavin Williams to pitch like he did in Kansas City. And I think that was on Labor Day. We need him to come through like that. We need six strong from him today. And see what we can do against Luis Hill and get this series tied up. And then the pressure's back on New York.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Against the Yankees, Gavin Williams just faced him once. And just kind of looking at it, you got four guys that have hits. Cabrera, Judge, Torres, and Wells all have hits against him as far as Yankees against the Guardians. Okay, let's come back. We'll take some more phone calls. We are going to have Travis Hafner. He's going to throw out the first pitch. He's going to join us. Andrew Siciliano, Brian Anderson, Ellis Burks, Kevin Stefanski's press conference, and, of course, quick predicts. All straight ahead, Baskin and Phelps.